Hi, this is George, certified credit repair specialist with the Credit Pros. How you doing?
And I also have the partner with me on the line. Let me introduce ourselves to him. Give me a minute. Good day, partner. This is Christopher from Cheap Rental, agent ID 80823. I have my client over here, Miss Christina Johnson. Her phone number is 910-583-9285. She is interested in our program and we are helping her to find a place. I'm already working on some listings of houses for her, but now she needs your help with improving her credit score to qualify for a place as soon as possible. Would you please assist my client with improving her score?
Yes, I'll be glad to take over.
Perfect. Christina, you can now talk to the partner. In the meantime, I will be working on the listings for you. We'll keep in touch by SMS shortly after this call, okay?
Yes.
You both have a nice day.
Hi, this is George, certified credit repair specialist, and thank you for waiting on the line. Christina Johnson, that's your name, right?
Yes.
Glad to have you here today. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Okay. Glad to hear you're fine. And Christina, I understand that you're looking to rent a place or rent to own, either or.
Yes.
Well, it's gonna be rental first, and you can potentially become the owner for a place that you are going to be renting while fixing your credit score, right? That way,
yes.
We don't get denied if we just try to get a rental without doing anything about the credit, then we're gonna have a hard time getting a place. So the best move you can make right now if you need a place urgently or fast is take advantage of the rental home benefit that allows you to move into a place to rent while you're fixing your credit.
Yes.
All right. So when was the last time you checked your credit report?
I checked it last week, and it was 670.
Okay. And you said you're trying to move ASAP, or by when?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the 14th, I get paid the 14th.
Okay. Are you renting right now, or you're staying with someone?
No, I'm renting my place, but the landlord has sold it, so.
Okay. One second. All right. So, Christina, what I'm going to do right now is help you get started on the program, and we're going to figure out the best solution for you and see what's going on. So, based on what I understand, the only thing that may be holding you back is your credit. Maybe, right? Probably. So, if it's 670, it's close. It's close to a good score. We'll make sure, though. I would like to attempt a soft pull of your Equifax summary to see an update, look at your score, and see what's being reported. And then we can come up with the game plan on what we can do to improve your credit situation together. And that way you can start, you know, finding a place as soon as we do that. Okay?
Yeah.
Be advised that we are only going to do a soft pull, so it's not going to affect your credit score in any way, guarantee. And we do have special technology to encrypt your information as if you were speaking to your bank. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So, Christina, what is your full name as it appears in your ID? Is it Christina Johnson just, or are we missing your middle name, perhaps?
It's in my middle name.
All right. What is it?
Oh, Lord. Rose Izita.
It starts with an R? I'll just do the middle initial.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to do the middle initial, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can I please have your current mailing address?
4927 Hillcrest Drive, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28303.
4937. What is the name of the street again?
Vail Crest.
Vail Crest. Okay.
Drive.
Drive. And what's the zip code again?
28303.
Thank you so much. That's Fayetteville?
Yes.
And your phone number I show as 910-583-9285. Is that correct, Christina?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so just in case we get disconnected, I will call you right back, just so you know.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Let me have your best email, Christina.
Christina Johnson 3991@gmail.com.
Okay, so Christina Johnson 3991@gmail.com. That's it?
Yes.
So next, let me have your date of birth, please.
The 6th month, the 14th, 1977.
So the 6th month, day 14, 1977. Thank you.
May 14th.
Oh, May
1977. 14th. Yes.
The 5th month, you say. Okay. Because it sounds alike, so that's why. What's your social?
230-13-2557.
Yeah. So I do need to validate your identity, and that's to make sure you are the owner of this information. I'm going to ask you questions about your history, so they should be easy for you, okay? So hopefully we can remember all this that I'm going to confirm with you. So first question, to verify your identity. So whatever I tell you right now doesn't mean it's on your report. It means that you should be able to confirm, like, the question. Answer to your best of knowledge or memory. So do you remember having a student loan back in December 2021?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to confirm if it's through any of these lenders. All right. So I'm going to read them out unless you already know which one it is.
No, can you read them, please?
Yeah. Yeah, the first one is Regions Bank. Second one, Key Corporation. Third one is Brazos Loan Service. And the fourth one is Mohila, or the Department of Education.
Nope.
All right. So please select the county for the address you provided. What county are you in?
Cumberland.
Thank you. And you used to live on Candleberry. What city is that in?
That's in Fayetteville, too.
I'm sorry, where? Fayetteville?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm submitting the answers, and we are waiting for the report to come up here. So just bear with me now.
Yes.
Thank you. And are you employed at the moment?
Yes.
What do you do, if you don't mind me asking?
I am the shelter manager at the Salvation Army.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right, so Christina, your report shows accurate as what you mentioned. It's 673, so it's very close to being a good score, but since it's not good enough yet, that's why you are with us, to make sure that it doesn't prevent you from moving into a place, okay? So I understand that it's important for you to find a place to stay at and rent. So guess what? Once you are with us, you will have a benefit, and the benefit will be that you are able to move into a place, even with the score, whatever it's at. So in your case, 673. So it should not be any difficulty moving into the listings that the rent-to-own program we work with has to offer. And you can move into a place of your choice in any area you want, in the area that you want, okay?
There you go.
So.
Yes.
Once you enroll, I do see that you have no negatives except hard inquiries. So hard inquiries are when you apply for things, and sometimes even if you're denied, it's still going to show, so it's going to cause some damage. So be careful with hard inquiries or doing hard credit checks, okay?
Yes.
And I see that you've made 144 payments so far, so we have no late payments total. And Christina, you're at an excellent projected good score. Within the next couple months, you should be able to have that extra cushion that you've been looking for when it comes to credit. So once you enroll in the program, we will give you access to an online account, which will allow you to make sure that everything on your report is accurate, because there's another two credit reports that you can look into, Christina. We only saw one, so you have another two responsible for to make sure it's all accurate. All right, so that's going to be something you can do with us with the unlimited dispute letters we give you, part of the Success Plus program through the Credit Pros. So the Credit Pros is a top-rated credit restoration, and in this case, works with the biggest rent-to-own program in the country. We have an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, and we have been in the business for over a decade. And the Success Plus package gives you access to the rent-to-own program, or the benefit is, and the benefit is, sorry, that you are able to move into a place so you can rent it while fixing your credit score, so that once it's where you want it to be or the resource you want, you can start renting to own. Okay?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. So potentially you could become the owner for that place you're going to be renting. So let's get you started today so that we can start working with our rent-to-own program. And you will also have a letter of reference or letter of referral, so that way you can show anywhere that you are improving your credit score with a professional credit repair company, that you're committed. Okay. So you will also have credit abilities. Like, for example, you do have approval for a line of credit. I know it's not something that you were looking for, but it's part of the whole solution here, because I want to make sure that you have a way to improve your credit without having to go out there and see who can help you. Well, we can help you. If you really want to improve, then we can give you a line of credit through National Credit Direct. And it's actually a company that gives you no interest, and you can shop online and you don't need a card or nothing. It's an actual credit line though, but it's through a website, so you can avoid interest. And the line of credit is up to $5,000. You can buy electronics, furniture, appliances, you name it. It's like just eBay, Amazon, right? And that way you can create more positive reporting, because that's the only way to improve. You realize that making payments on time is necessary, and is very, very important to be able to improve. But first, sometimes we tend to forget that in order to improve, you got to be approved. Right. So that's something that a lot of people don't think about. And when you're approved, you want to make sure that it's always on reasonable interests. And that's what we want to do. So any questions right now, Christina, before we get you enrolled in the program. It's only $149 a month, but it's okay if you don't have it today. You can pay in the next 2 weeks, but we can get you started today so you can start checking out the places.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go ahead and do that. Now, you don't have the $149 at the moment, you said?
No.
Okay, if you have $119, I could give you a discount and it will be the same benefits, $119. You don't have the $119 either?
Nope.
Okay, then let's postpone it until the 21st. Since you're working, I assume you get paid every 2 weeks or every week maybe. So the 21st should be great.
Yes.
All right. Now, can I have your method of payment for that, for the 21st?
My bank card.
Okay, I'm ready if you're ready. I assume it's a debit card, so I'm going to go ahead and ready.
Yeah.
All right.
4004
Let me confirm. So at the end of the card number was 5504, yeah?
Yeah.
And then it's 0127 and the security code you said is 125.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I'm gonna go ahead and get this set up. I would just need to go over a credit card disclosure because we do need your authorization to process an initial payment minimum. It's $12.95 only. And that's going to be charged today. So standard procedure dictates that if your card results in a decline, it's scheduled or subject to reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if you don't have the funds. So once that's accepted, you're going to start today.
There's no funds right now.
You don't have the $12 either? Oh.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I get that. You were not trying to pay a lot of money, perhaps, but there's got to be something done in order to make this successful. Now, is this something that you are able to do, like make that $12.95 later or when?
Probably later, the 14th.
Oh, like next week, you mean? You don't have any? Okay.
Yeah. No, I do not.
Okay, well, I can schedule it. So that way we can have a payment scheduled for the 14th with just $1. You have a dollar, right?
Yep.
Okay, let's do that then.
Okay.
All right. So in this case, I'm going to go ahead and do the authorization for $1, and then it will save your file, and we can book it for the 14th so you can get started with us. And make sure that nothing holds you back to move into a place. All right.
Mhm.
Great. So I'm glad that I was able to help you out and schedule this for the 14th, and you can rest assured that it's all set, and you should feel comfortable about the decision you're making, since it is an investment that you will not regret. At the end of the day, credit will give you back thousands.
Yes.
All right. So can you just confirm the card number for me? Because it seems like it's not correct.
Hold on.
Okay. I remember it's 4009.
What? 8-2-2-0-1-4-4-5-5-0-4-2.
And I'm gonna repeat it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 5-5. Wait. It's 4-0-0-9-8-2-2-0-1-4-4-5, and then
5-0-2.
5-0-4-2. Oh, 4-2. Oh, then I did have it wrong, and it was the last four, which I did try to confirm. I guess you didn't hear me or something. It's okay. And it was 127.
But you said a dollar. And the
right.
14th. And
yeah, no, I'm asking about the expiration date.
Hold on. Is 0127.
And then it was 125?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then let me go ahead and press the dollar. One moment. And of course, I'm going to try the 12 just to see if it does it. If it's not there, sometimes it does work, you know, like I've had people tell me they don't have it and then they do. So I'm going to just try it. If not, then obviously you're going to just set up with the dollar for the 14th. Okay. One moment.
Yes.
All right, great. So let's go ahead and do the dollar. It's been confirmed. So we're scheduled to start you on the 14th, and that's when we should be able to do the 149, since we're not doing the 12 today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can I help you with anything else?
That's it.
Well, great speaking with you, Mr. Johnson, and thank you for your time. You have an excellent, blessed of the weekend. Take care.